I told her I liked the song "It's Summer," one least I could do after she liked mine. There you are, grinned Mr. Richards. After we'd all read the poem, Jenny Bosun had a line about my hoovers right across you. And Crystal had stopped sneezing. You've written a 5-minute, 5-line, 5 star poem. Yay, except I came home from school feeling neat. I didn't take long before I stuffed things up. I was telling Mum about the grass poems we wrote, he said, well tried and kibbled, wet. Because she's invited us to write poems too, said Mum. Years ago, before I met your dad, I've got them somewhere. Can I see? Asked Mum, looked shy. Then he went away and came back with a little hardback notebook. The cover had Megan Matthews' personal portrait written on it. I'd forgotten that was her name before she was Mr. Hamilton. It seemed funny to see her handwriting from when she was about 17 years younger. It looked like mine, only neater. The poems weren't very good. They rhymed all the time, and she was lots of sloping stuff about in my heart. When we were apart, so just like in my writers group, I suggest a few ways she could improve them. You could cut this verse out and not line. Sounds soft and childish, and I don't understand this. A flower fills my body. Then I noticed she'd gone all quiet. Sorry, Mum, I wasn't trying to be smart. Doesn't matter, loved your love there. Just sweet old things. I'd better put them back away. I'm cooking your dad a special pudding. I think things are still a bit stressed at work. She smiled and took the book off her bedroom and knew I'd upset her. That rhymes is wrong about sticks and stones may break your bones. Words can really hurt you. I was on my own most of the weekends. Kim's away. His mum and her partner chime in. Chime in said, and he sang with us. His grandma. Mum and Dad went for a long walks yesterday, and today I wanted to say something nice to Mum to make up for being mean about her poems, but I didn't know how. I read over my being fat story. I had to admit it, but the Emma Jensen was writing it does go on top on too long, and I was wanting people to feel sorry for me, so I've kept a lot of those parts and I've put in some jokes instead. This afternoon I went for a walk I went down along the track behind our street. There's a little river that murmurs and gurgles over rocks. Yes, I thought. Murmurs and gurgles. Lots of people go there in the weekends with dogs from rat size to rhino size, but nobody else was there this afternoon, just me.